4 years ago, the race was between appointed Democratic Senator Michael Bennet and Republican Ken Buck. During the waning days of the contest, Bennet focused his attention on the female vote and narrowly won. With women making up 51.4% of all registered voters in Colorado this election, it's a scenario Democrats are hoping to repeat.
So when it comes to women, and the question is, who's going to be there? Not some of the time. Who's going to be there? Not when it's convenient. Who's going to be there? Not, oh, when the race is looking tight and women are looking a little feisty. It's who's going to be there for women all of the time. The answer is Mark Udall.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren recently attended a rally for Mark Udall in Jefferson County. She was in the swing county to mobilize volunteers who are making calls and knocking on doors for the incumbent.
There are people who believe, Republicans who believe, Cory Gardner, who believes, that women are fine. No, they are. They're just fine. They're worth 77 cents on the dollar. They can make many of their health care decisions.
It's a point Democrats have spent the summer trying to drive home, blasting Gardner over women's issues in flyers and speeches and on television.
What's the difference between me and Mark Udall on contraception?
There's a big difference, but Cory Gardner doesn't tell you in that ad. Last year, Gardner sponsored a federal personhood bill.
The message resonates with Sally Ogden from Denver, who was at the Udall rally.
Well, the message is out there. It's a matter of people getting out and voting. And I'm just hoping young women realize why they have the options they have right now, because some of them, I think, take it for granted.
Social issues aside, going into the midterm election, Ogden says she cares more about the economy. So does lifelong Republican Kathy Holdreth.
Do you have a moment to answer a couple of quick questions about issues that are important to Coloradans? And you're speaking to a teacher. I was a teacher for a long, long time.
She's spending her evening making calls to voters from a GOP field office in Lakewood. She thinks Democrats are spending too much time focusing on abortion, contraception, and reproductive rights.
I don't feel that you should be a one-issue person. I think that is downing women. I don't think you're giving women credit for being intelligent. If you don't have a job, if you don't have good health care, I don't know. I think women should be intelligent enough to make decisions for themselves. That's how I have always been.
Republicans are trying to pivot away from abortion and Cory Gardner's stance on personhood to highlight other issues such as health care and energy.
What's a Republican, like me, doing at a wind farm? Supporting the next generation. That's what. I'm Cory Gardner. I co-wrote the law to launch our state's green energy industry. Now, I'm working across party lines to encourage the natural gas our economy needs.
Recent college grad Brian Petrich from Evergreen, who was helping with the Gardner campaign, says these broader economic issues are driving his vote.
Just because I think that's something that our elected officials can truly affect change with, where social issues, I feel like, you know, it's not really our government's place or whatever.
With female voters holding a 3-point advantage over their male counterparts, Colorado State University political science professor Kyle Saunders says focusing on women's issues is a good strategic move.
Democrats will continue to attempt to make salient women's issues and in turn bring women to the polls to vote for them and kind of take advantage of the gender gap that exists. And I think Republicans will continue to hit and try to tie Democrats to President Obama.
But while the GOP tries to broaden its stance, candidates such as Cory Gardner can't ignore the topic of reproductive rights altogether.
I believe the pill ought to be available over the counter, round the clock, without a prescription. Cheaper and easier for you.
Recent polls have shown Senator Udall leading Gardner among women, although in a poll by Quinnipiac University, the candidates were virtually tied. With so much at stake, the ad barrage will continue. The Republican group Americans for Prosperity will be airing national ads targeted to women, while Democrats say they're trying to highlight policy differences on a range of topics important to women. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.